Mrs. Peabody, aren't you getting tired of running back and forth here?
Keep me busy.
So, this is Volvo Penta.
Okay, we're going to Suffolk. Volvo Penta is requesting, Volvo Penta of the Americas, is requesting a relaxation of the time of year restriction for driving 4 14-inch hollow steel piles that was a condition of a previously approved VMRC permit associated with the installation of a new bulkhead as well as installation of 2 floating docks along Chuckatuck Creek at the Volvo Penta of the Americas facility on 1500 Steeple Drive in the city of Suffolk. VMRC issued a permit for this project on December 12th of last year. This permit included a time of year restriction from February 15th through June 30th of any year for all driving of hollow steel piles to protect anadromous fish. The project is in Chuckatuck Creek, which is designated as a potential anadromous fish use area by the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. And so, as a result, our scientific advisors recommended this time of year restriction, particularly because sounds generated by pile driving activities have the potential to impact fish behavior or even lead to physical injury or mortality. Small hearing specialized fish are particularly sensitive to in-water sound and pressure waves. Corps of Engineers didn't issue their permit until February 7th of 2017. So this unfortunately left the applicant with a few days to try and deploy their contractor to drive these 4 hollow steel piles, and they were unable to do so before the time of year restriction. So they're here today to ask for a relaxation of the time of year restriction. So I just want to show you a little bit about where the project's taking place. Chuckatuck Creek is a creek right off of the James River, just above the 664 bridge. And the bottom drawing shows a little bit of a zoomed-in area. They are located close to the mouth of Chuckatuck Creek. It is about 1,000 feet from the applicant's project location to this peninsula here. And over to the right, you can see they have an existing floating dock. They are proposing to put 2 new floating docks where this green arrow is that they'll be using to test their marine engines. And again, that new floating dock has 4 hollow steel piles, which are exactly like the ones that you see here already on the property. So the applicant is proposing some mitigative measures in order to attenuate some of this sound wave during pile driving. They're proposing to use a bubble curtain, and a bubble curtain is basically a pipe that goes under the water. Air pressure gets fed through it. Bubbles come up into a curtain, and those bubbles are supposed to slow down or stop that sound wave before it gets to where it can impact fish. They're also proposing to fully vibrate the piles in. They have confirmed that it's muddy and silty enough in this area that they won't need to use an impact hammer. They can vibrate the entire way. And ramp-up procedures, which are generally procedures that mean they start with some noise, they let all of the fish that are hanging out in the area disperse, and then they go on with the project. They report that there are only 4 hollow steel piles that need to be installed. The piles are relatively small, they're near shore, they're in shallow water, and they will be driven in soft mud. They report that all hollow steel piles will be driven in one day, at about 15 minutes per pile. And they have hired an experienced contractor, Crofton, that will be implementing the bubble curtain, which is kind of a particular knowledge that someone needs to have for it to be done right, in order to help attenuate the sound waves through that bubble curtain. Staff understands the difficult situation the applicant has been presented with, and we commend them for working to develop measures to minimize potential impacts. Nevertheless, our scientific advisors for fisheries-related matters continue to recommend adherence to the time of year restriction. To prevent potential impacts to anadromous fish stocks that have experienced severe declines in recent decades. Accordingly, staff is unable to support the request to relax the time of year restriction. And with that information, we do have our fisheries advisors here, as well as the applicant and their agent, to answer any questions.
Are there questions from the commission? I see none. The applicant is present or represented. Please come forward, sir. Good morning. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record, Mr. Crocker.
I'm Bob Crocker. I work for Bubble Tinted Americas. I'm in charge of product testing and product development. I appreciate the commission's time today. Since Bubble purchased this property in 1992, it's gone through a great reformation. I mean, it's the amount of work we've done there has been incredible. When we purchased the property in 1992, it was actually a very toxic site. There was a lot of lead paints and whatnot, and Volvo and the U.S. government spent quite a bit of money to clean the facility up. Since then, you know, we are a certified Virginia Clean Marina. We've installed a oyster sanctuary right to the east side of our hotel, 100 feet of oyster sanctuary. We've worked with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation on taking over 800 Suffolk 7th graders out on the water to learn about the environment. When we did a dredging and rebuild in 2003, we took out over 155 creosote piles from the facilities during the dredging. We are very good stewards of the environment. Environment is one of our core values at Volvo Penta, Volvo Group, I should say. We're also a certified ISO 14001 company. Our marine engines are some of the cleanest engines in the industry. We meet or exceed all EPA or CARB requirements. So, I would like the commission to release the time of year. It's four piles, less than a day's work to get them in. We are very extremely busy, and it will really help us in our testing to get this done and not have to wait till July.
Questions from the commission? Mr. Cedra.
So I hear you saying that you want to, you know, some relaxation of the restrictions, but what are you really asking for? Are you asking for till the end of February, or are you asking for all the restrictions? What are you asking for?
Well, right now we're just, we want to get the four piles driven. We're finishing up getting the rest of our permits, so we'd look sometime in March to drive those four pilings.
All right, so what you're saying, if we relaxed it through March 31st, that would meet your criteria?
I'd like to see April as things go. If we could do the end of April, if possible.
Thank you.
Ms. Erskine.
So you mentioned just a minute ago that you had not secured all the necessary permits?
This is my job. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name for the record.
My name is Becky Wilk. I'm with Kerr Environmental Services.
Did you repeat your last name?
Wilk.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We do have all the permits secured. The Army Corps issued on the 7th of February, and they have a time of year restriction in place. So we're thinking, based on the results of today's hearing, hopefully that will change their opinion if it goes in our favor.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me ask a clarifying question just so that we're all sure on the timeline here. You received the core approval on this on February 7th, which left you with five business days until the time of year restriction kicked in.
Yes.
Now, what you're asking for here is a time of year restriction waiver to some degree from this commission, and you'll take that back to the Corps to see if they will concur. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Mr. Zedron, you had a question?
I answered it.
No. Are there other questions?
That was my same question.
Mrs. Cohen.
I just want to make sure I'm understanding correctly. Basically, needing the one day, and even if you even narrow it down a little bit further, 15 minutes a pollen, you're actually only needing an hour. That's what you're asking for as far as...
Pretty much. It'll be 15 minutes with some time in between, and then 15 minutes again.
You'll need setup time to go from pile to pile.
Thank you.
So you're asking the commission to relax the time of year restriction for one day of your choosing that likely will be 1 hour of that day?
I would say several hours, yes, sir.
Okay. Please add to that.
Can I add? Okay. I just want to let you guys know, too, we did submit the application in September of last year, so it's not like we just submitted it, you know, a couple months prior to that. And they had diligently tried to adhere to the time of year restriction. Unfortunately, they couldn't. They even offered the use of bubble curtains when time of year restriction was in place.
The mitigating factors that staff has outlined in here with the bubble curtain, the other operational methods would be something that you would abide by?
Yes.
Other questions from the commission? Thank you. Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to testify on this matter? Is there anybody in another government agency who wishes to testify on this matter?
If I may, Mr. Commissioner, I've invited Dr. Troy Tuckey from our Department of Fishery Sciences to address this issue for you all today. Dr. Tuckey has been with us for many years. Among his expertises are anadromous fish, and he actually is responsible for about four of the monitoring programs that you all may be familiar with that we do. So if I may.
Dr. Tuckey. Did I swear you in earlier this morning?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Please proceed.
The fishes that we're talking about in particular are the Eleusine, so it's the American shad, alewife, and blueback herring. And those are designated as herring specialists, which is sort of a vague term. What they have is a connection between their inner ear and the swim bladder of their body. And that connection is a unique structure among the fishes. There's 32,000 fishes. So they're extremely sensitive to sound, particle motion, and pressure motion. And so that's adults and juveniles. Now, we don't understand enough about acoustic movements through the water column. It's a very complicated situation, but we do know that these fish can detect sounds ranging from a few tenths of hertz to kilohertz to ultrasonic sounds. It's a wide bandwidth, and it affects their behavior. And in particular, we're worried about the adults and their spawning migrations. If there's anything that can disturb that migratory behavior or harm it, it's pretty critical because they're at historic low levels of abundance, shad and the river herrings are. The other issue with this particular location is that last year's successful spawn survivors, so the juvenile fishes from last year's spawning event, are milling about in the lower portion of the James River, and they do so in the York and the Rappahannock River before water temperatures warm up and then they shoot offshore. So these smaller fishes are in the vicinity of this project. So this is time of year relaxation isn't just for migrating spawning adults, it's protecting the juvenile year class from last year to make it offshore. And its close proximity to the James River, as well as Anansamond, are the reasons why we would like to ensure that the time of year restrictions remain in place.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Erskine.
Hey, Troy. So I just had a specific question on what you said with this area in particular. It seems like it may be a more sensitive area in terms of spawning activity for these anadromous fishes, is that right?
They will be moving through this area to get to Chuck Creek, the Anansamond, or moving to the main James. But there's the shallow depths the fish mill about to go in the deeper water, shallow waters. That really doesn't matter for spawning adults. They'll migrate in whatever pathway they choose. Juveniles are also all over the area. They're in the deeper portions of the water channels as well as in the shallows along the shorelines. So this particular area is, at this time of year, has both juveniles and spawning adults in its proximity to the project.
Thank you.
Mr. Tacker.
So let me ask you this. The applicant has stated that they would be only needing a day or even an hour or two to accomplish what they need to do. Is there any Is that any benefit to the fish at all, or is it a one-time pile driving episode? Would that be a problem for the fish?
The time of year that we currently have in place, 15 February, 30 June, is already a compromise. Fish have been spawning in the Chickahominy River. The run's already underway for the anadromous fishes. So there's already fish that are up and spawning. The time of year focuses on the peak spawning time frame, and that's why we're trying to adhere to maintain their ability to reach those spawning grounds, even if it's just an hour, if it's just a day. We don't know when the bulk of the fish are going to move through or when the juvenile is in proximity to the pilings. There's no way to know that. To say, okay, well, at noon on Thursday, you'd be fine. We would have no way to tell you that.
Okay. Mr. Frantz.
Yeah, how far will this pile driving affect the range of affecting fish?
That depends on the pile sizes. It depends on the sediment types. It depends on the method of driving it in. It's a very complicated question. For these fishes, because they're so sensitive to sound, we don't have studies that can tell you how far away they need to be not to be affected. We don't know what levels of sound affect their behavior. This is a really complicated question to understand.
And is there a difference between vibrating these pilings in and driving them?
There is a difference. Driving has the peak pulses that can cause physical harm. It's been shown to cause physical harm in organisms. But those are pulses at a time. Vibrating is a continuous sound for a longer period of time that may affect their behavior in a different way. But it doesn't hit the same peak levels that the pile, the driving has shown.
And my last question would be, all over the state we have marine construction going on year round. Are there restrictions on all of that too when they're driving pilings to build piers and different things all over the state?
During time of year talking inland and lakes and ponds?
No, I'm talking the rivers and bays and creeks.
Time of year is for driving pilings into.
So nobody should be driving any pilings?
There are different types of pilings that can be driven. Hollow steel piles are the worst, if you want to categorize that, as. But there are wooden pilings that don't have as much sound. You can still mitigate those, the sound through other measures, bubble curtains if they're properly deployed, those sorts of things, concrete piles. The hollow steel piles are the worst of the piles that we have data for.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Neal.
He can answer. Or one of you, the time of year restriction runs through June 30th. Is that what I heard? Okay.
Mr. Erskine.
Another question about you see the suggestions, the four suggestions on the screen for mitigating, if this time of year restriction were to be relaxed. Would you, I understand your objection, but if it were to move forward, would you suggest another mitigation strategy?
Those are the best strategies we have. They're still not perfect, and we don't understand the different effects of the different strategies. It's sort of a let's throw it all in because we know that any sound can disrupt their behaviors or affect their survival or their health. It's a matter of where the animal is when the peak sound hits or how far away the animal is and the accumulation of sounds while they're in the vicinity. We don't have a good handle on what kind of damages are caused because it's a really complex question. There can be physical damage in that you can just burst the swim bladder and have organ tissue damage, and there can be more subtle damages where you damage their ability to detect sound, so they're basically deafened for a while, which would mean that you don't see any difference in the fish. It's swimming on perfectly fine, but it can't hear predators, and its mortality rate, and it gets picked off. So that increases their mortality rate. So it's not just this hammer strike's going to kill that fish, and we need to protect that. It can be a longer-lasting effect, and that's why it's so complex to study. You have to follow each individual fish and assess the energy level that it was exposed to while it was going on without affecting its behavior to understand whether it's going to affect its behavior. That's tough to do in the wild.
Other questions from the commission? Thank you, Dr. Tuckey.
Thank you for your time.
Would Volvo Penta like a couple minutes to rebut or to follow up? Please come forward, sir. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Curtis Hickman with Kerr Environmental Services. I also am serving as agent for Volvo Penta. I just wanted to, I guess we've heard some great testimony regarding the fisheries in that area. And a lot of that. I guess I wanted to also just bring up that this vibratory hammer that use can reduce the decibels by 10 to 20 decibels, and the bubble curtain can be up to 5 decibels. So, and with the soft mud and the vicinity towards the pier, or the bulkhead there, I believe we've done a lot to attenuate those effects on the fisheries nearby, and we're just looking for one day. I just wanted to bring that forward, that perhaps it might have a minimal effect.
Questions? Mr. Zetron.
Evidently, the type of piling, why can you use another type of piling to drive? You heard the testimony, was that these steel, hollow steel piles are the worst. Can you use something other than that?
No, I would have to ask Mr. Crocker.
After Hurricane Isabel in 2003, we had about 6 feet of water in our parking lot. It was an incredible tidal surge. We lost all our docks, our boatel. And when we rebuilt with the new piers and everything, we went with the same type of piling to reduce further damage. We are on a direct east-northeast, so any winds or storms blow down. And wood pilings, just they don't last. These steel piles are heavy duty, and, you know, we reduce our damage substantially. So that's why I'd like to stay with steel piles.
Mr. Ballard.
Can you describe the need for any sense of urgency for why this has to be done now? You've got along for the past since 1992, I believe, without this pier. Why do you need this 6 months?
As this is a test facility, what we do is some of the tests we do are what we call yo-yo tests, and we have what we call a shift barge, and we will mount our product, our engines in there, and they're computer controlled, and they'll shift in and out of gear, rev up, whatever the test demands. And it has created quite a bit of damage to the existing docks. So this dock being isolated will prevent that from happening to the main docks. And also when this is going, it's such a violent action. The docks sway quite a bit, and it's almost being on a ship taking 30-degree rolls at sea. It's pretty violent, but we need to do it to test our product. So we decided to, it would be better if we come up with a separate pier and control our damage. We just spent quite a bit fixing the docks, and while we're going through this whole construction, they have more work to do. So it's a safety issue, plus it's a maintenance issue. And I've got quite a few big projects coming up here now. We put an average of about 180 hours on the water right now a week, and we're going through about 1,800 gallons of gasoline and about 900 gallons of diesel a week. So we spend a tremendous time on the water. We work hard to make sure we have the best quality products, and this is one of the items that helps facilitate that.
Other questions from the commission? Mr. Ballard.
I guess I'll rephrase. So what damage or negative impacts are you going to have by having to wait for the time of year restriction? Why now? Why does this project have to be done right now?
Well, with one of the tests I have coming up, we are hoping in April to start this next round of yo-yo test. And with the construction, we're replacing our haul-out slip, and it's going to be the bulkhead and the concrete cap. And with that, we won't be able to do this yo-yo test on the existing dock because of the way the construction equipment's going to ever be. If we could get this in and get it started, we won't interfere with that construction.
Other questions from the commission? Ms. Erskine.
I guess I have a question about, I understand you have all your permits, but you also have the Army Corps that has a time of year restriction.
Yes.
Have they outlined any timeline for you? How are they holding it, public hearing for you?
I can address that.
Okay.
Curtis Hickman with Kerr Environmental Services. We were coordinating with them early. Obviously, we started in September. We figured we'd have our well in time to meet the time of year restrictions. And at that time, we voluntarily agreed to time of year restrictions for all in-work activity based upon our assumption that we would have the permit in less than 5 months. So it took 5 months to get that permit that we were agreed to those time of year restrictions, basically because it didn't matter at the time because we thought this would all be done by then. I would also add that through those coordinations with the Corps of Engineers, we did get a not likely to adverse effect determination from NOAA. So it seems that there's been some back and forth on this. The whole idea is to get this done before the time of year restrictions, and we tried very hard to do so, and it just didn't happen.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, gentlemen. Is there anybody else who wishes to testify in this matter? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Is there a discussion? Mr. Neal? Why don't you start it off?
All right. I heard from our foremost expert the reason why we have this time of year restriction. And I certainly don't have an expertise to overrule him. And so we're talking about 4 months. And I guess that they're there for a reason. And so it would be hard for me to justify overruling our own rules and our own experts.
Mr. Packard?
Yes, I concur with Dr. Neal. It would be hard for me to imagine doing something different, particularly when we're dealing with a group of fish that are endangered as it is. So I don't think we can afford to take a risk on harming a fishery that's already at a level that is unacceptable, in my opinion.
Mr. Ballard?
I concur with those sentiments and would just add that I didn't get the sense that there was any extreme need to have this done during the time of year restriction. I might feel differently if I had gotten that sense, but I concur and would agree with staff recommendation.
More discussion.
Would we consider something different if it was switched over to fiberglass or wooden piling?
I'm sorry, Mr. Frith?
Would we consider something different than this time of year restriction if wooden pilings were used or wooden fiberglass pilings were used?
I'm not sure the staff recommendation would be any different, but
my understanding is time of year restrictions are specifically only for hollow steel piles. So if the applicant wanted to propose some type of other pile, then we could it's most likely that a time of year restriction would not be required.
And what up? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Mr. France. Let's follow up your thought.
What I'm thinking is you know, if they're in such urgent need to get started, they could start with wooden pilings, and then when the restriction was over, they could go ahead and put in steel pilings in place of the wooden ones.
Mr. Zeter.
That's why I asked the gentleman about that, and I think his response was that they really want to go with the steel pilings because of the location and the wind and the water and that type of thing. I don't, from my interpretation of what he said, that's not an option. I don't know. We can call him back up here, though.
We can call him back up here if you want to hear from him.
Nope, that's fine.
Is there other discussion? Let me add something here. And this is my perspective on this. And while I tremendously respect the scientific advice we get from VIMS, I'm struck by a couple pertinent facts, or at least pertinent in my regard here, is that the time of year restrictions are very important. But this is a problem that is not of the applicant's making. This is a problem that was at the creation of the Army Corps of Engineers, which took 5 months for this permit to be approved and gave them 5 business days to execute it before the time of year restriction came in. So to that end, I sympathize with the applicant. And I'm impressed that they're offering these mitigative measures, including bubble curtains and these other factors, sort of to minimize what will be a day's worth of work and actually only, in theory here, a couple hours of actual driving these pilings. So I guess I'm here lamenting on behalf of the applicants that we've reached this point. It doesn't seem fair.
And I can agree with that. Everything you say I can agree with. But it still doesn't change the biological realities, the scientific realities, the environmental realities.
Mr. Erskine?
I appreciate the commissioner's comments about, you know, the Army Corps and the process and everything, but there are also a number of other applications out there that have requirements from the Army Corps, and they get delayed for one reason or the other. You have to provide additional information, and you know, projects, applications get delayed a number of times for a number of different reasons, and that's unfortunate. There were 5 business days, I guess, as I understand, that the applicant had an approval to mobilize, and that wasn't enough time. And I do sympathize with that as well. I'm additionally having a hard time getting through the anadromous fish species and the time of year restriction. So,
any other discussion? Commission action operates on motions.
I'll move to accept staff recommendation and to maintain the time of year restrictions.
Motion by Mr. Neal, accept staff recommendation, maintain the time of year restrictions. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. I think we've already discussed this. I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes no. The motion passes 7-1. The time of year restrictions will not be relaxed.